Hello.
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 Sir, this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you doing today, Mr. Simmons Russell?
Yeah, good man. How can I help you?
Actually, this is a verification call. Like, did you authorize any sort of a payment to overseas this morning?
Oh, I didn't buy anything this morning.
And like, apart from you, so like, who else uses your card or your account to purchase anything online?
No, nothing.
No one? Just
no
you,
one.
Right?
No.
All
no
right. So the thing is that all right, and the thing is that this morning some people from Australia, they tried to get access of your internet banking, all right, and they were trying to redeem some gift card from there. So like, do you got any friends or family over there, like, who can have an access to your internet banking?
No one.
And when was the last time you logged, like, you accessed your internet banking? You remember that?
Ages ago, mate.
I beg your pardon?
Ages ago. So I don't know. Who was it? You know?
Yeah, let me have a look. So this payment has been transferred to a company called Austin Tours and Travels. All right? So, like, have you heard about this company before from anyone?
No.
You know, you
they're
have no
here
idea?
In Australia, are they?
I beg your pardon?
They're here in Australia, are they?
It's not in Australia, it's showing up in California. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, hey? It's not me, mate. So just decline.
All right. But yeah. Sir, you see, there's a bit procedure for the cancellation of this payment, okay? We'll help you out, no need to worry. First of all, like, did you try to share out your card details or your personal information on any website or any page?
No.
You haven't, the such thing?
No. Like I said, I don't purchase anything online. But I'm too worried about getting ripped off by people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see. So, and did you try to connect your device with a free Wi-Fi or a public Wi-Fi?
No, we just got our own Wi-Fi at home, you know.
The thing is that why I'm asking you, because as I can see, your IP location is just got compromised, those people, okay? That's why you're not getting any proper speed or any emails or messages regarding to this transaction, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything,
mate.
Nothing.
All right. No need to worry, sir. First of all, I'm just connecting your call to our banking head server. From there, we will show you, like, the payment request which we received from your account, okay? So you don't
have... Yeah. And how much was it?
I beg your pardon?
How much were they trying to take?
Let me check, sir. The exact payment was $799. That has been transferred from your account.
No, $99.
$799. Yeah, exactly. And sir, no need to worry, sir, because we, just carry on.
It wasn't me.
All right. No need to worry, sir, because as this was some overseas transaction, so we haven't released a single penny from your account, and we kept all the transaction on a hold. Okay.
Yeah, do that, mate, because it wasn't me at all.
Just hold the line. All right, just hold the line for a second. I'm just connecting this call to one of my senior supervisors. He'll help you out for the cancellation, okay?
Yes. Someone tried to use me account. $799.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, a very good day to you, sir. This is David Mitchell, the senior security officer on the floor. How are you doing?
Yeah, just
thanks, mate. All right. Sir, you were speaking to one of my representatives, and you have a concern regarding to this conversation, like why you are getting this call, right?
Yeah.
All right. Because, sir, we have detected few orders tried to be made to purchase some iTunes, Apple gift cards, and you have never ordered any gift cards from your end, right?
No, never.
And sir, did you use like a mobile phone or a computer? You have visited any website or ordered something?
I haven't got a computer.
Okay, you only got a mobile phone with you, right?
Yeah, if I go on the internet, I go on the phone, you know, that's the only link I've got yeah.
All right.
So, I didn't ask for anything, you know, so if you can decline it, it'd be great, mate. I can't afford to lose money like that. I work too hard.
That's the reason. Don't worry. We are the security of the Australian Cyber Center Security Department. So we are here to investigate and make sure that we can help you out in this and make sure you will be not getting any fraudulent activity coming out from your account. Not a single penny.
Yeah. I just don't buy anything because it's too dangerous, you know.
I do understand, sir. Now, I will just help you what those people did behind you. Make sure you are not going to share any information or read out any detail, all right? You will be just having a secure check from your end. So the phone which you are currently using, you got email and messages on your phone whenever any credit or debit made on your account, right?
No, nothing.
You never got that. All right. And have you got eBay or a PayPal app on your phone, sir? eBay application or any PayPal?
Yeah, I have, but I don't use it, you know.
You don't use them. Because, sir, what those people did, they got access to your internet network. And they are using your IP address to make all this purchase. And that could be the reason you haven't get any notification. So, the phone that you are using, on your mobile, you got Google or a Safari?
Yep.
Okay, kindly open up the Google, sir. Okay.
I don't know how to do it, but that's why I don't.
Okay, all right, I will help you. Listen to me very carefully. Just follow the instruction. Now, while you are talking to me, can you see on your screen, you can see the speaker sign, add call, keypad, mute, right?
Hang on, because all I can see is your number, mate.
Yeah, and below you can see there will be a speaker logo. Mm-hmm. It says loud speaker.
Yeah, I've got that pressed there. That's how I'm talking to you.
Okay, now, on the bottom of your phone, can you see the three line and a square and a triangle sign on the very bottom down?
I got a square.
Can you see the three line at the left-hand side and the middle there is a square and at the right-hand side?
I've got the square.
Okay, press that square.
And what's that going to do?
Now, you can see your home page, your application, where you can see all your apps, right, sir?
No, I can't.
Okay, press that square button. Tap on the square on the bottom, on the middle.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Are you out now? Can you see all your
apps? I'm on the home page now.
Okay. Now, try to open up Play Store. Look for a Play Store on your phone. You can find a Play Store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tap on that Play Store.
Yeah.
All right. Once you tap on that Play Store, you can see search. There will be a three line and it will give you option for search, right?
No, I can't see any search.
Okay. Did you tap on the Play Store? Have you pressed that Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the Play Store, can you see on the very top there are three lines, a three dot or a three line, and there is a option like search for apps and games. Can you see anything like that?
No, nothing.
Okay, what do you see on the, once you click on the Play Store, what do you see? Do let me know.
Well, just, you know, like Fetch, RT, Stand, you know, popular apps, that's what it says.
Okay, can you see somewhere a magnifying glass which says search? A magnifying glass? Somewhere you can see it? Click on that magnifying glass. Tap on that.
Yeah.
All right, now you can see a words coming up you to type in. You can type in something over there, right?
So how are you today? Well, what do I
type in? A for Australia.
Yeah, but
so we are helping you because you are not able to use beg your pardon? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I don't want to get scammed.
No, sir, you are not getting scammed, okay? We haven't asked you for your account information. We don't want you to share any details because you are not able to operate your mobile phone and those people are trying to access your network from a different country. So we need to help you to show you that first so that you believe that exactly what is going on behind.
First I have got Afterpay, Among Us, Amazon.
No, after A, type N. N as in Nancy, sir?
N.
Yeah, N for Nancy. N for no, N for Nancy. Yeah. All right. Now, type Y. Y for yellow.
Yep.
All right. Now, type D for doctor.
D for doctor.
Yeah, E for Edward. E as an echo.
E for Edward, yep.
All right. S for security.
Sir?
S for security.
S.
Yeah, and K for kilo.
Yeah,
and now you can again press on the magnifying glass on the search or you can press on go. Because, sir, we will help you to report a cybercrime activity on the Australian cybersecurity portal, all right? And the Australian Federal Police will be also investigating to find out those people behind whoever are involved in this, all right? So, the red one, you can see the AnyDesk, software, click on that.
Yeah, I'm just a bit worried, mate.
Sir, all right, don't do this. Go to the Google, because you are not able to use your mobile phone. That's the reason I was helping you to do this. You click on AnyDesk and click on install and leave it. Don't do anything and open up the Google. I will help you to check the location of your network, so you might get understand, sir. And no need to tell me anything about that. You will be just having a check from your end. Okay? Did you find the AnyDesk? AnyDesk software. Click on install and leave it. Don't do anything. Okay?
Installed, and what's it going to do?
Now, press the home button again, the square button on the bottom down, on the middle.
Everyone in here is telling me I'm getting scammed.
No, sir. We are helping you. No need to do anything, okay? You press the home button. Don't download this. If you would, all right, if you believe that we are trying to cheat you up, no need to do anything. Press the home button, sir.
Press the home button.
Yeah, go to the Google. No need to do anything. Don't download anything, sir, okay? If you are uncomfortable doing anything, don't do, all right? Not an issue. Go to the Google. Are you on the Google now?
Yep.
All right. Now, on the Google, you can see again the search on the top, right?
Yep. Richmond Downs, it says.
All right. On the search, type there M for mother, Y for yellow. My.
What am I going to type?
M for Mary. M as in Mary.
Yeah.
M as in Mary. M for mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Y for yellow. Y as in yellow.
Yep.
All right. Now put a space. Give a space after Y.
Yep.
Now type the figure 1, the numeric 1.
1. Okay.
Yeah, then number 1. Then P for Peter. P as in Peter.
Yep.
Okay, now again give a space. Give a space, put a space between there.
Yep.
All right, now you can type Edward. A for Australia.
Yep.
D for doctor.
Yep.
Again D as in doctor.
Yeah.
R for Roger.
Yeah.
E for echo.
Yeah.
S for security.
Yeah.
Again, as in S for security.
Yeah.
give a space again, put a space.
Yep.
Then type country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, yep. Country. And yep. Just have a look from your end. No need to tell me anything, sir, over the recorded line. Okay?
Yeah.
My 1P address country and press the search again, the go. And you will see the results about your network IP address, sir. No need to tell us, no need to read out. Just have a look with your own eyes and have a check. Okay?
Yeah.
Can you see any results coming up? A page which says IP address information?
No, it just has like country heights. Banda, country homes.
What did you type in on the Google? It's my 1P address country, right?
Yeah.
All right. And once you click on the search, what can you see on the or the, what page are coming up you? What is the page?
Well, it's my search there.
You need to press again on the magnifying glass. Again press on the magnifying glass. Once you type on that, you can again press on that magnifying glass.
There's nothing there, mate. There's no magnifying glass.
All right. Can you see the keyboard, the words asking you to type in? Can you see bottom down it says go or next?
Mm-hmm.
You can see search, go or next. You need to press on the, it will be very bottom corner on the keyboard.
Yep.
Click on that, go or search. Now you can see the results coming up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see the results, the details of your IP address?
No, it doesn't. It's just got all these other things here. Country Heights.
Okay. Okay, that's the reason, sir, I was asking you to download that application, because you are not able to use the Google properly. And if you will not able to check the IP address, so how you can believe that? Now you can press the home button, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and again go back to the Play Store.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Now on the Play Store, again type there AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Everyone here is saying, don't do it, I'm getting scammed.
Okay, don't do it. Delete that. Delete the AnyDesk, remove it. Don't use it. I understand. But they are not helping you to check the IP address. They can tell you about, you don't download this, but they are not allowed. Like, they are not helping you to check the IP address, sir. You can see the search on the Google. Okay, now, have you deleted that AnyDesk? Remove it. Don't download it. No need to do that.
Yeah,
okay. Now, on the search, type there Z for Zebra. Z for Zebra on the Play Store, okay?
Yeah.
All right. O for Orange.
Yep.
H for Henry.
Yep.
O for Orange again.
Yep. So, Soho Assistance Customer.
Yeah. Click on that. Zoho Assist Customer.
Yep.
All right. Now you can see it says install. It's the green logo application. All right.
Yep.
Install.
And what's that going to do?
Now, once you click on install, sir, we will be providing you a security number to secure your IP address. Because on the Google, you will not be able to check for the IP address details, right?
Yeah. This shouldn't even be happening.
Because, sir, on the Google, once you check the IP address, you might get concerned. Like, you are in Australia, but the location, your network location is showing somewhere in a different country, but you are not able to do that. That's the reason we need to go through this, all right? Now, is it installing? Is it says open?
Yeah, it's only there.
All right. Now, once it will be complete, okay, it's still installing. Because, sir, those hackers, whoever has tried to order this transaction, whoever has made this gift card order, they have used a different IP address network, and they have get access to your network, and they have changed the location so that you will be not getting any email or any notification about those transactions, right? About this order.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do, mate.
Does it say it's open now?
It's installed, yeah.
All right, tap on open.
Yeah.
All right, once you click on open, what do you see there?
Enter session key, you know.
Wait. Now, on the enter session key, we will be providing you a one-time security number. Now, on the session key, type over there 600. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out how I'm doing that.
Okay. Can you see enter session key? You can see the numbers over there. 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Press 632. Can you see enter your, can you see it says enter your email on the top? On the top you can see enter your email, a box says enter your email address to continue.
It's a URL on the invitation email or enter a session key.
Yeah, click on enter a session key. Tap on that. Enter session key.
Yep.
Okay, now you can see the numbers.
Yeah, I can see the numbers, but I can't. Not allow me to enter anything.
Okay, on the top, where you can see the numbers, on the top, can you see a box which says enter your email address? Just
no,
above that.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, you do one thing. Come out from this application, close it, and look on the mobile phone. This app has been added on your screen, the green logo one, a two square with a circle. Close it. Press the home button.
Yeah, I'm home.
Okay, now go to your application and check for this app, Joho. It has added on your home screen.
Yes, I have assist.
Yeah, open up that. Yeah, open up.
Yeah.
Tap on that. Now what do you see?
Yeah, it just says, yeah.
It just says, enter your email. Enter your email address.
No, it doesn't say that, mate.
Okay, what it says, sir?
Now enter either click your URL on the invitation on email. Or enter the session key provided by the technician.
Okay. Now, can you see cancel or next, skip?
Sorry?
Can you see any option says next, skip, cancel?
No, just down the bottom it says allow or don't allow.
Yeah, click on allow. Tap on allow.
Yeah, so what do I do next?
Now you can see it says enter session key, right?
Yep.
All right, now type the number 632.
All right, and where has been this payment transferred to?
Nothing's happening, right?
Can you see enter your email on the top?
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay, what it says?
Well, everyone's just saying it's a scam, I should hang up.
Who is saying that, sir?
Everyone that works for me.
Sir, we are just helping. You are not able to check on the Google. Tell them to help you to look at IP address. Close everything. Don't do anything. Close everything. Tap on the three line and click on close all. On the bottom down, tap on the three line.
Yes, I've done that.
Now click on close all. Now again, go back to the Google. Open up the Google.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, on the yep. Google search, again type there my, M-Y-my.
Hmm.
My. My, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it, Mike.
Can you see the magnifying glass on the Google, sir?
Yeah.
Tap on that magnifying glass. Now you can see a keyboard is coming up you to type in. Put the letters there, right?
No, there's nothing.
Did you find the Google open up?
distance search or type.
Yeah. Yeah, click on that area. Search or type URL. Press over there.
What am I supposed to write in now?
Type my. M for mother, Y for yellow.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then the numeric one, the number one, it should be the number. The numeric.
Yep.
Then P for Peter.
Yep.
Again give a space.
Then do you want country? It's got here.
My 1P address country. Type my 1P address country and have a look.
Okay, well, it's got written here my IP country.
Like my 1P. No.
Yeah.
You need to type my 1P address country. You need to type exactly my 1P address country. If you see any conditions for my 1P address country, tap on that.
My IP address location.
No, what did you type in on the Google till now?
Yeah, it comes up as searches, mate, so I'm just reading it.
Yeah, you need to type in. Don't press on
that.
Don't press on that. What did you press on that now?
Well, it says California.
Yeah, that's what I was asking you to check, sir. Now you understand, now you believe what I was helping you to do. This is the network of your IP address. Those hackers have get access to your network and they have changed the location to a different country. And all the gift card was been tried to transfer to a person named by James Gary Frank.
Yeah,
do you know exactly? That's the reason I was trying to help you, but everyone behind you is shouting this is a scam. So how I need to...
Everyone's being scammed and they're telling me not to do it.
I know, sir, but you need to understand you are not giving me details of your account or your card. And we don't want you to share. And we don't want you to share it or read out to over the recorded line, sir. And I suggest you in the near future as well, never ever provide any of your banking information to anyone. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now you get the concern about the IP address. Now you can delete them. My IP address from the Google. Remove it from the search.
Okay, so how do I delete that?
Click on that where you have find the my IP address on the magnifying glass. Click on that, and again you can see the key numbers, and you can see at the very bottom the X, a cross sign. So you need to press on that cross sign.
Okay, the one right down the bottom, the three bars.
Not the three bars. All right, now what do you see now?
Well, it's going to close all, it says.
All right, again click on close all.
Okay.
Now open up that Zoho application because the Australian Cyber Security, the ACSC portal, will help you to block the IP address of those people, sir. All right?
Yes, I don't know how to do that, mate.
Okay, press the home button again and open up the Zoho application, the Zoho Assist, the green one. The Zoho Assist customer.
Google, yep.
Can you see the Zoho Assist customer app? Is it open up?
No, nothing, man.
The Zoho Assist application, sir. The Zoho customer app. The green one. Hello? That you have loaded from the Play Store. The Zoho customer.
Hello? No, hang on. Yeah, that one. So, yep.
Open up that. And now what do you see?
Well, this is end of session T.
All right. Are you able to type any numbers over there?
On the top?
Okay, on the top, can you see it says enter your email in a tiny letters? It says enter your email.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just says click the URL on the invitation email.
All right. And apart from that?
It's just got a keyboard there with a bloke standing there.
Okay, and can you see okay, skip, cancel, next?
Yeah, I can see skip and next.
Yeah, click on skip. click on skip.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
So sorry, in my email. I'm not gonna fucking scam.
No. Don't put your email. Can you see the small cross sign just above that where it says enter your email?
Yeah.
Click on that cross sign. Don't enter your email.
The cross sign. Yep.
All right. Now you can see enter session key, the numbers, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now press 815.
Yep.
243.
Yeah.
7987.
87. Okay.
Now you can see on the ball below there, now it's in a green, it says join.
Yeah.
Click on that join. A security session has been started for you, sir. We are starting to remove those hackers from your IP address.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
It's just validating the session, connecting, security alert.
Yeah, click on that. I have read terms and conditions. Check on that.
Which one?
The terms and condition. Can you see a small checkbox there? I have read the terms and condition or accept, allow.
No, this says allow access.
Yeah, click on allow access. Click on that. Now let me know, does any option can you see? Don't press on anything, just wait.
That's
now what do you see?
Present, pause and session. Record abuse.
Yeah. Can you see the checkbox there? A small checkbox below down there. I have read the terms and conditions.
Looking.
Scroll up the screen. Can you see allow accept? Can you see start session? Any option says start session?
Nothing, mate.
Okay. Do let me know what do you see, sir. Read out slowly.
It says don't disclose your bank credit card details.
Yeah, don't be disclosed. And apart from that?
Pause or end the session if you notice suspicious activity after accepting the session.
Okay, now can you see below there it says accept? Okay, read out below down. What do you see next?
You understand the server system.
Yeah, tick on that. Tick on the small checkbox. I understand.
Yep,
can you see that?
Alright.
Tick on that. Now click on accept or start session.
Yep.
Alright. Now what do you see next?
Well, start recording or casting with server assist customer.
Can you? Yeah, click on start broadcasting. Click on start broadcasting. Okay.
Yes.
Now you can see. Now the security session has been get started. Can you see, sir? ACSC Cyber Security is online for you, right? Now you will be getting some messages. Can you see?
Yeah.
Right?
Welcome to the ACSC Bank Security Server.
Yeah.
Yep. Here to help you online banking or better understand your banking and finances and guide you through. Speak to a person who can help you too. A customer. Yeah, special team are here to help you. Yep. So what am I going to do now?
Wait, don't do anything, sir. These are the security notifications. Let them come, right?
So what do I do now?
Don't do anything, just wait.
iTunes gift card order.
Can you see these are the notifications? Have you received any notification before like that?
No. This says iChance gift card order $500.
Yeah.
Order ID. So what's going on then?
These are the orders that those people try to make behind you. Now you understand what we were trying to help you about.
Yep.
All right.
Charles gift card $500. Freaking hell.
Can you see this? So these are all the transaction emails.
Order, it has the order number for that one too. But what's happening now? Please do not disclose your personal details. Yeah, what happened? So what happens now, mate?
Now, you will be getting some notifications.
For the security purpose, yeah.
Hello?
I'm going to remove those hashes from your ID address.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Now, what you need to do, sir, you need to press the home button.
Yep.
Back again.
Okay.
Press the home button.
Yep.
All right. Now, what you need to do, check all your application on your phone. Can you see any PayPal or an eBay app?
No.
Scroll up all of your application and check. Yeah, this is the new app. This is a security application the ACSC has provided you.
Yeah, this the little one up there flashing.
All right. Now, swipe again and check. Go back to the next page where you can see all of your apps. Once you're done with that, do let me know.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the apps, but I can't see any.
Okay, now go to your... Go to your email. Sir, you got a ZIP application. We are detecting on the network ZIP application, ZIP, ZIP, right?
Nothing on the email.
There is nothing on your email, right?
No, nothing.
All right, you have a ZIP Pay app, sir, ZIP application?
A what?
Go down, scroll down. Check all of your email.
I'll be down next.
And where you can see the green, where you can see the green circle, just press on that and scroll it down a little bit.
Yeah.
No. Press the home button.
Yeah, but I'm.
Yeah, look, sir, go to the ZIP Pay app. Search for ZIP Pay app on your phone. You got a ZIP Pay app? No.
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
I'm trying to open up that. Yeah.
Looking, man.
ZIP. ZIP.
Yeah.
And when did you last use this application, sir?
Probably a month ago.
Okay, tap on login because this is the application from where those hackers have got access of your information. Tap on login.
Yeah.
All right, put your email ID. Do you remember your email ID, the details?
Yeah.
All right, put it down.
Yeah.
And do you remember the password that you use it?
Yeah, I might.
Okay, try to remember and don't read out. Just put it by yourself.
That's telling me I got it wrong.
Okay, click on forgot password. Put your email address.
Yep.
All right. Now click on, you can see any checkbox below down there. I'm not a robot. Tap on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you do that, do let me know the next option.
It says send password reset.
Yeah, click on that. Okay, now press the home button and go to your email. Yeah, open up your email. Yeah, perfect. Now, can you see zip? Yeah, click on that. Click here to proceed. You can see. Click here to proceed. Click on that. Okay. Now, create a new password and make sure you remember that, sir. Click on the I logo. At the box first, can you see the I sign on the box where you is asking you to enter the password? I with a line on the I.
Yes.
Click on that I sign first. Yeah. Now you need to create a new password and make sure don't share this password with anyone.
No.
You need to, confirm that. And again, you can click on the I sign to check whether you have typed the same or not once you do that.
Sign in.
Yeah, click on sign in. Okay, now tap on the three line and click on close all on the bottom down, sir. Okay, you have sign in, right? Perfect. Now, click on send code. Your mobile number is getting verified, sir, for the security, because those hackers, they have used this application to make all these orders, sir, and you haven't used this application since a long time. Click on send code. Can you see the option there?
Send code.
Click on that. Now, wait. Now, press on the area where you can see enter verification code. You can see the code you have received. It's 417224. We have sent you the code. Type 417.
Hang on.
417. Click on verify.
Okay. Information.
Click on update.
It's been done. It's updated.
Yeah. Can you see, sir? There is a available funds. You got the funds available there. Update. Click on update. Yeah. Can you see the 259, the available dollars there, right?
Available. It says, yeah, I've got some available money.
Yeah, this funds has been used to order a gift card, sir. So what we are doing here is we are canceling it, okay?
Yep.
All right, now click on that 259. Click on that 259.
Yep.
All right, I will help you to cancel that.
Yep. Someone must have been using it because the others.
Yes. Can you see it's showing you 740 has been already used.
Yes,
now you can
yes.
see JIT is better in the app.
Yeah.
Click on go to app.
Go to app.
Yeah, click on go to app.
Yep. Now it wants me to sign in again.
Yeah, click on login.
Login. Yep.
Yeah. Now put your email and the password. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the password that you created.
Login?
Yeah, click on login.
Yep. Okay
now wait. Again. Now click on allow. Click on allow on the bottom 436328. Click on allow.
Yep, I have.
Alright, now set a pin 2020 2020. Yeah.
Yep.
Alright, again confirm that. 2020.
Yep.
2020. Again.
Yep.
2020.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Now click on the X. Can you see zip? On the top it says X.
I think I'm going to start the market store up.
Yeah. Can you see those people have used this application and now.
I think I'm going to make the store starting up. Now
okay. What do you see?
All I see is update the payments, $120.
Yeah. Yes, these are the hackers who have used. Can you see at the top, there is an X on the top and
yep.
a zip. There is a cross
yep.
sign. Click on that cross.
It won't, it's not showing up. You know,
on the top, you can see the X.
Yes.
Now click on the blue logo, the blue arrow on the bottom, the arrow
yep.
sign.
Yep.
Click once again, click on there.
Yeah, I have, yep.
Again, click on that once again.
Yep. Repay your
once
way.
Again,
yep.
Okay, maybe later. Click on maybe later.
Maybe later. Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see shop? On the very bottom, it says shop.
No, it's not saying anything. It's report abuse, feedback, chat history.
Okay, wait. Now, press the home button.
Yep.
And once you press the home button, now go back to the Joho application, the Joho Assist app, the green one.
The zip one.
No, the Joho, the green one, Joho Assist. No, sir,
you
the
there?
Green one, Joho Assist. Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
So what do I do?
Go to the Joho app, the
you
Joho
there,
Assist
mate?
Customer. Yes, sir, can you hear me? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I can't hear you, mate. So what's going on? What am I going to do?
Go to the Joho app, the Joho Assist app, the green one.
The Soho.
Yeah,
okay,
the Joho
yeah.
Assist customer.
Yeah.
Okay, now what do you see on the Joho app.
Chat history, feedback, report abuse.
Yeah, click on close. Can you see it says close or end session?
End session. It just has a cross up the top.
Yeah, click on the cross.
Yep.
Now again, yep. It's asking you to enter session key, right?
Yep.
Now type 120.
One. You have to speak
one
up,
two
mate.
Zero. One,
120.
120.
120. Zero. Yep, 120.
229.
229. Yep.
2178.
2178. Yep.
Yeah, press the join.
Yep.
All right, now what do you see next? Can you see allow access?
That's just validating the session key.
Okay, now can you see I understand, the read I understand?
Yeah, yep.
Click on that, press then click on start
yep.
broadcast.
Yep.
Now tap on
yep.
start broadcast. Okay.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Start now.
Press yeah, that. Click on start now. Yeah, click on
yep.
start now. Perfect.
Yep.
Now. Now again press the home button, your middle, the square one.
Yep.
Okay, now go to
yep.
the Jeep application. Go to the Jeep app. Press the three line on the bottom.
The green
okay.
line on
yeah, No, no need to do anything. Are you on the Zip app? Now, can you see the option
yep.
below down there, shop? It says shop.
Yep.
Click
yeah,
on shop.
Shop. Yep.
Okay. Now, wait. Now, on the top, you can see shopping, cashback, and gift cards. Click on gift cards.
Okay.
Wait. Because those people try to order a gift card, so we are canceling that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can see those
now,
here.
Where you can see, yeah, where you can see search for gift card, click on that search and type their codes. C for Charlie.
So what do I put
search.
In?
Search. C
yeah.
as in Charlie.
So press, now what do you want me to write?
Press on search, gift card, click on that.
Oh, yeah. Search.
Click on that magnifying glass, search.
Yeah, I'm looking, search.
On the top, it's on
yeah.
the top, you can see gift cards, and you can see the magnifying glass, say search gift cards, press on that area.
Okay, yep. Search,
all right,
yep.
once you click on that search, type there Kohl's, C-O-L-E-S, Kohl's.
So what do I type?
C for Charlie.
Yeah, I'll have to swipe off what I've...
C for Charlie. Yeah.
The C.
O for Orange.
O for Orange.
Yeah,
yep.
Now can you see a red Kohl's gift card showing you up? An image of a
yep.
Kohl's gift card, a red color. Click on
yep,
that.
Yep. Click on that.
Click on that Kohl's. Yeah.
Yep.
Click on that Kohl's, the red one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now wait. Once you click on that, can you see any other option?
Buy for friend, buy for myself.
Yeah, select buy for yourself because those people have ordered this gift card, so we are canceling it under your name. Buy
yeah,
for yourself. No. Click on back. Click on the back button, sir. You have pressed something wrong. Press the back arrow on the bottom down.
Yep.
On
okay.
the bottom. All right. Now, can you see $5? You can see the arrow below down there.
Yep.
Where
yep.
you can see $5. Click on that arrow. The small arrow,
yep.
the drop-down arrow.
Yep.
Now scroll up and make it 250. It will give you option
yep.
for 250. Select
yep.
on 250. All right, now click on buy for myself. Tap on buy for myself, not for a friend. Select yes, buy for myself.
Yeah.
Allow, click on allow. No, click on cancel. Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Yeah. Now you need to select on buy for myself. You need to select on buy for myself. Click on that. Not for a friend. No, sir. Again click on cancel. Again click on cancel. You are doing wrong. Click on cancel. You can see you need to click on buy for myself, the second option. Click on the second option. Okay. Now click on pay now with zip. Yeah, click on pay now with.
Boy, I don't want to buy it.
No, sir, you are not buying it. You are canceling it. You need to click on the bottom option, buy for myself, because those hackers have already used this option, so we are canceling. You will be getting a cancellation email. Select buy for myself, the bottom option.
Let me first buy it for myself.
Yeah,
just
tap on that. Yeah, click on that. Buy for myself. Try to click on that.
Yeah,
click on pay now with zip. Now click on pay now with zip.
I don't really want it, mate.
So you are not doing anything. The funds will get back into your account because this money will be get missing out from your bank account. Now you can see. Wait. Can you see view gift card? This is the cancellation option. Click on view gift card. Yeah, click on that. Wait. Now this is the cancellation procedure. This is the way you will be getting all the cancellation gift cards, sir. Okay? Now don't do anything, just wait. It will be coming up. Now you can see unwrap my gift. This is the way, because those emails. Click on cancel.
Sorry, mate.
Click on
what do you want?
Remind me later. Click on remind me later. Remind me later. Tap on remind me later.
Yeah.
Sir, go to the.
Yeah. I did that.
Okay, tap on the three lines.
Sorry?
Swipe your screen.
Yeah.
Go to your email.
Yeah.
Go to your email. Yeah. No. Go to that page where you can see. Yes. Go to that page where you can see unwrap my gift. Yeah. Go to that page. Yeah. Tap on that. Click on this page. Tap on this page. All right.
Yeah,
now click on cancel. Click on cancel.
There is no cancel there.
On the bottom down, click on cancel on the bottom.
Pause.
No, sir. Again, go to that page. Tap on the three line.
Look, this is damn right here, right? I can find it's going to fucking all over the place.
Okay, now click on that. Either.
Yeah, mate, you're just confusing me. That's what you're fucking doing. I'm not.
Okay, tap on the three line. Yeah, click on that, sir. Yes, wait. Now be on the screen. Can you see remind me later? Update Samsung Internet, remind me later. Click on that, remind me later.
Yeah.
Okay, now click on unwrap my gift. Yeah, click on unwrap my gift.
Yeah, it's coming.
Unwrap.
Yep.
Yeah, tap on the page where you can see the gift card. Yeah, tap on that page.
Tap on the page.
Yeah, where you can see gift, unwrap my gift. Can you see the page, the red, the gift box there? Tap on that page.
I'm pouring rain here. I'm trying to listen to you.
Okay, yeah, what can you see on the screen right now? What can you see on the screen? Yeah, what can you see on the screen?
Can
you hear me, sir? Yeah, I'm here, sir. What can you see? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see the page, pz.com zip. Click on that page. Tap on that page.
Yeah,
you can see. Yeah, click on that. Unwrap my gift.
Yep.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on next.
Next, yep.
Okay, wait. Don't do anything. Be on the same page. Now scroll up little bit. Scroll it up. Scroll up.
Yeah,
go down. Wait. Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. Okay. Now you can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Close it.
Yeah.
Close the page.
Close the Jeep application. Yeah. Tap on the three line.
Yeah, I've done that. It's all gone.
All right. Now go to the Google.
Uh-huh.
We have successfully canceled the Kohl's gift card. Can you see that? Go to the Google.
Google.
Okay. All right. Go to the top. On the Google, you can see search.
What the fuck is going on here?
Go to the Google.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get out of the rain.
Okay. Take your time.
Everything's coming up. Bloody scans, birds. Fucking hell.
Yeah, can you see your mobile phone is in trouble, sir? Press the home button.
Yeah. Nothing's working, man.
Press the home button, the square button on the middle down.
Yeah, it's not working. Well, what's going on?
It's not letting you do anything?
No. I told everybody you want me to go.
Okay, on which screen you are?
Going back to my phone.
Okay, wait. Yeah, click on close all.
Close all. It just comes back before I can even do it. Yep, okay.
Yeah. All right, now go back to the Google.
Yeah, but there's two Googles here. There's just a Google sign and then there's a Google with...
No, the Google sign. Click on the Google sign.
Yeah.
All right. Now press the...
Press the what?
Press on Google again.
Yeah, but all that's coming up is the weather, mate.
Okay. What you need to do, you need to press the back button on the bottom down. On the very corner,
yeah,
the triangle, the back arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click on close all.
Close all. Yep.
Close all. Yeah. Click on close all.
Yeah, come
on. Okay. Now, can you see Chrome? It says Chrome, Google Chrome on the bottom beside the calculator.
Yeah.
Click on Chrome.
Yep. Yep. I've done that.
All right. Hello. And you do got any cards with you, sir, right now?
No, I haven't, mate.
You have not got any cards with you, right, sir?
No, nothing.
Okay, not an issue. And do you remember the balance, the closing balance on your card, on your debit card?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue, mate.
That could be the reason, sir, because we don't want you to lose any of your single penny, because if you remember the balance, so that we can make guarantee that you are not be letting any single penny get deducted from there. So you don't have any rough idea, like any app.
I don't know what the balance was, mate, because I don't go into my bank.
Okay, you haven't go to the bank since a long time, right?
Yeah, no, I don't, ever.
All right, and is the card is with you right now?
No, it's not.
Okay, you don't have any cards with you right now?
No.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Press the home button again.
Yep.
Okay. And currently you are not carrying any of your banking cards, over the recorded line, right?
No, no, because it's a government.
All right. Now, and the card that was you are using, like, is it a Commonwealth or ANZ, which card it was that you got?
It's a Westpac card, yes.
Westpac, all right. And it's starting up with 5163-6100, right, sir, the first 8 numbers on your card?
I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. Because I haven't got it in front of me. I don't remember the numbers of cards, mate. I feel like I'm getting scammed here. I'll have to go down to my car now. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir?
Yeah, I'll have to go down to my car, but I'm not giving you my card number. No fucking way.
No, no, I don't want, sir. I don't want. I'm just asking you for your concern. Like, is it safe with you? I'm just verifying. So you also could believe that you are talking to a lizard person. The first 8 number on your debit card is 5163.
Yeah, I have to get out of my car and get it out and test, mate.
You can have a look. You can put me down on a speaker. Mute the phone.
Yeah, I'm going down to the car now. I'm on a job, mate. Car's not parked.
I don't understand, sir.
Yeah.
Only 5 more minutes, sir, and we will be done.
Yeah. This shit shouldn't happen, to be honest. Okay, I'm at the car.
Okay, now. Yes, I'm here. Is it starting up with 5163, your debit card, right, sir?
Yes.
All right. Now, and you don't remember the closing balance on this card, right, sir?
No, it's my whole bank account.
Yeah, like, is it according to your approximate, like, $1,000, $2,000 you got there, the balance, $3,000?
I don't know. My wife does all that. I don't do anything.
But you don't have any approximate target, like you don't really know.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Not an issue, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, not an issue. What you need to do, tap on the 3 line. On the bottom. Yeah. And click on close all.
Yep.
All right. Now, again, go to the Zoho application, the Zoho Assist client. The green one, the Zoho Assist customer.
The green one.
The Zoho Assist.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you see? Can you see it says again, close?
Enter a key code.
Okay, now, again, I'm providing you a new session key, sir, because for each cancellation, we need to provide you a security session. Now, type there 426.
Okay, it's not spelling up for you. Okay. Yes.
426. 241.
Yes. 241. Oh.
Okay. Now, 8033.
Yep. Join.
All right. Now, you need to do the same things as you did before.
So what? Press join.
Yeah. Click on join.
Yep.
Then you can see accept, allow access. Then you can see I understand the terms and conditions. Then start now.
Oh, it's kind of all over the place, yep. That one again, yep. Allow us.
All right,
first, yep.
Now can you... now click on start now.
Start now, yep.
All right, now wait. Now again you will be getting some notification.
All right, here, mate. I can't stand in the rain and do this, you know?
I understand, sir. 5 minutes more and we will be done.
Yeah.
Once you receive the email for the cancellation from the Woolworths.
So what are we going to do?
Wait, don't do anything. You will be getting some notification.
Welcome to Westpac Banking Security Corporation.
Okay, wait. Can you see, don't show again. Click on that, don't show again on your screen. You can see a three option. Yeah, click on that.
Yep, so what do I do now?
Wait.
Canceling gift card.
All right, now press the home button.
I want to cancel the gift card?
Cancel it, sir. Press the square button. I will help you how you can cancel that.
Okay, it's going away now. I can't see it.
Okay. Now, go to the Google Chrome.
Google Chrome, yep. Yep.
Now, are you on the Google Chrome? Now, delete that My 1P country.
I can see your IP address information. IP
yeah,
address.
Delete that.
Delete. Okay, how do I do that?
Can you see My 1P address country? Click on that.
1P address country.
On the top, you can see the mic sign. Click on that. On the last.
Mic, yep. Yep. I've done that.
Alright, now you can see that. Click on the X where you can see the X on the top. Click on the X.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now again type there A for Australia.
A.
P for Peter.
P.
Again P as in Peter.
A.
L. You need to type with Apple, all gift cards. Apple, all gift cards. Apple, space, all gift card.
I just got Apple origin country, Apple Pay.
Apple. Type Apple, give a space. After Apple, give a space.
Yeah, you just have to bear with me, man. I'm not good on computers. Apple.
Okay.
Space.
Yeah, type, give a space.
Yeah. Apple gift card.
Apple gift cards. Type gift cards. Gift.
Yeah, I'm not fucking brilliant at gift.
Okay, sir.
Okay, Apple gift card, yes.
Can you see Apple gift card Woolworths?
Yep.
Apple gift card Woolworths. Click on that.
Yep. Push on it. Okay, got that. Okay, I've done that.
Okay, now wait. Now click on Go. On the bottom, you can see Go.
Go.
Yeah, on the very bottom, you can see the X and you can see Go, where you can see the keyboard, the numbers there.
Yeah. And what am I going to say?
Click on the Go option.
Oh.
Yeah, on the bottom down, where you can see all the numbers and the keyboard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. What you need to do is tap on the Woolworths again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you see Apple gift card Woolworths? Now, you can see on the bottom where you can see the keyboard, you can see Go. Yeah, you can see Go on the bottom.
There's no Go, mate. There's nothing.
On the bottom, Click on there again.
Apple Gift Card.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Again, you can see Google and a search.
Yep. Press the
click on the search.
Yeah, press search.
Click on the search. Yeah.
What am I searching for?
Now, on the search, type there. Again, type Apple Woolworth gift card.
Okay.
Can you see it showing you there? Apple gift card Woolworth.
Yeah, I'm getting there, mate. I'm not clicking real good on this.
Click on that. Apple gift card Woolworth.
Yeah, it's got Apple gift card Woolworth. Yep.
Yeah.
Done that.
Now, what do you see?
I've got Apple Entertainment, all gift cards.
Yeah, click
gift
on that.
Cards.
Click on the very first option. Apple. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is the website where those hackers used to order 4 gift cards from the Woolworth. So, we are canceling it as we have canceled already 1 gift card. Now, did you click on Apple All Entertainment gift card? Click on that.
Wait.
If your mobile phone, your network is a bit slow, sir. That's the reason these things are happening to you.
Okay, Apple gift
wait,
card.
Wait, all right. Now you can see, can you see the green circle is blinking. Try to scroll it down somewhere with a red
green
dot.
Green circle with the person in the middle?
Yeah. No, not the person one. Can you see the Joho Assist, the menu? On the left-hand side, a circle,
yeah.
There are 2 square and it's moving. Hold that. Yeah, press on the, yeah. Press the home button. Press the home button again.
Yeah.
The middle one.
Yeah, I have.
The home button.
Yeah.
Okay. Now again press the green one. Press it. Don't touch it. You need to press it. Press on it. Don't leave your finger.
Okay, I'm back into
okay,
you.
Okay, you do one. Press the home button.
Yes, sir.
Now, wait. Now, what we are doing, sir, you are not able to use this application while those hackers are not allowing you to access. Now, open up the Play Store and I'm connecting you the technician. He will help you further. It will only take 5 minutes more, okay?
Yeah. So, which one am I opening?
Open the Play Store. Play Store. Open the Play Store.
Yep. Okay. And what am I looking for?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. Now I'll be helping you. I'm the technical supervisor. Well, at the very top, do you see something say search for apps and games?
Search for what?
On the very top, something is written search for...
Cool.
On the very top, yeah. Now type over there. Type over there. Any desk. ANYDESK.
Any desk.
You can see that. Click on
here.
Yeah. Click on. Click on any desk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now once you click on any desk, do you see anything says install?
Yep.
A green color button. Click on that.
Yep.
Now, once you click on that, wait for a moment, let it be installed. And once it's getting installed, you will see an option called Open. You need to click on Open.
Hello?
Still installing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Okay, open. Now will I open it?
Yeah, click on open.
Yep.
Now once you click on open, you will see a ID number over there. If you see that, let me know. There are nine numbers.
There is nothing, right? It's just a privacy statement. Allow any just to send notifications to us.
Click on allow.
Yep.
Now, do you see privacy statement? Click on OK. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Now touch your finger in the middle, anywhere.
Yep.
Now do you see a nine number?
There's no numbers anywhere.
Okay, click on OK. Click on OK.
Yep. Okay.
And now you can see tutorial. Or do you see just once? Click on that.
Yes.
Okay, now click, touch anywhere in the middle where you can see tutorial.
Tap on the screen
anywhere. Anywhere, tap on the screen anywhere. Again, tap on the screen anywhere. Okay, now do you see anything says your address?
Yes. Well, it's got our address. Yeah, I can't see your sign's covering up. Set password.
Okay, now do one thing.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Yes. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you, yes.
All right. This is David back again. Now tap on the three line and close all. Click on close all. Close everything.
Okay, I haven't even used this one you just put me into.
All right, not an issue, sir. Okay, now go back to the Chrome, the Google Chrome.
Yep. Chrome, yep.
Google Chrome. Okay.
Yep.
Now, can you see the menu on the top? There is a small menu written over there.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a clue, mate.
You need to swipe the green circle first from there. You need to swipe the green circle.
Yeah, every time I press it, it goes to your app.
You need to keep hold. Don't remove your finger from there. Press, give a long hold on that circle and try to slide it. On the green one. Press the green circle, tap on the green circle and try to slide it bottom. Slide it bottom. Did you press the green circle? Yeah. Bring it down.